Stand by for Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Jerry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station. We are KSLM, AM, and FM. I am your host, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today, we have a room full of ladies. Now, I'm going to tell you all, behave. We're going to start off right off the bat. You all behave out here. And the first one is Erin Hoff. Did I get it right? Did I say
yes,
it right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Erin, you're with the quilting.
Mid-Valley Quilt Guild of Salem.
Okay, the Mid-Valley Quilt Guild of Salem. All right, before you tell me what that's all about, introduce the rest of this wild bunch you brought in with you.
I would be happy to. I am pleased to introduce everyone to Faith Holloway, a representative from the Quilt of Valor Foundation.
Hi, Faith. Hi. I'm a special events coordinator for Northwest Oregon Quilt of Valor Montevilla.
Okay.
All right. And our next guest is
Jeanette Patello.
Hi, Jeanette.
And I'm one of the founding members of the Mid-Valley Quilt Guild.
And I'm Karen Trotter. I've been a member of the Guild since 2004 and have served as a president and several other offices.
Erin, you're kind of the spokesperson here today. What is this Guild all about? Tell me a little bit about it.
I think Karen's the best one. She has the paperwork.
That's called passing the buck.
I know.
There you go. All right.
I'm Karen, new to the Guild. She's got the history over there.
Karen, you tell me.
Well, to start with, the Mid-Valley Quilt Guild is open to anyone that's interested in quilting, wanting to know more about quilting, want to take advantage of all the programs we have to offer. We have numerous guest speakers from local, regional, national credentials, and we have workshops. We have a special event every other year called Quilt College. It's not exclusive women. We have men that are members of our guild. It's just a wonderful organization that has many assets to enhance each member's skills. We have an extensive quilt library. We have this awesome freebie table every month, and there are some amazing things that
A quilt library, are we talking books? Is that
books,
what we're talking about?
Okay. Yes, books, right. Tapes.
And the freebie table, what's that?
Freebie table. Members go through their stash, and they bring things that maybe are unfinished projects. Maybe they were projects from classes that they made blocks, and then they didn't finish them. Fabrics that you bought 20 years ago, and then you forgot them, and then you find them, and then you don't know what to do with them. So they go to the freebie table. Patterns, magazines, notions. People pick them up. They come back a month or two later, and then show and tell. They show exactly what they made with someone else's donations.
Nice, nice. So when we talk quilts, are you ready for this? Because I'm going to impress you right now.
Okay.
I've made two. I got to tell you that my sister had a quilt store in Morgan Hill, California, and my mom took her classes there. And when she came up here to Oregon, she decided she was going to quilt. But I don't think the quilting that she did is the same type that you folks probably do. She was doing things called around the world a pattern. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you guys do? Or do you guys do the old-fashioned, you know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
Now, why are you laughing, Erin?
That's what most people think of quilters, that were little old ladies with white hair sitting in rocking chairs hand quilting. That's not what most of us do.
That's what I did.
That was the way it was before we came up with rotary cutters and speed techniques.
Yes.
Trip around the world. There's
By the
a pattern
way,
to do in a day.
Are very sharp.
Yeah, I cut myself yesterday.
They are. Yes, they're very sharp.
We have many streamlined techniques. Otherwise, a lot of us wouldn't be doing it.
So the first one I made was little squares. I think it were 4-inch squares.
Okay, patchwork then, right?
Sure. Okay, that's what you want to call
charms.
It. And I made this quilt there because that's my mom and my sister and my wife. That's all they would do all the time is make these quilts. Finally, I thought, I'm going to do it. And I made one. And I sat there with my wife's sewing machine. And then about a month later, we went out and bought another one. She goes, here, this is for you. And I haven't used it since. But I made
Shame
a couple
on
of quilts.
You.
And we have quilts all over the house, like I told you before. We also have wall hangings. Do you guys do wall hangings
sure.
as well?
Oh, yes.
They're like miniature quilts, aren't they?
Right, yes.
It could be any size there and any pattern that you want.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right. Let me throw you a curve. Jeanette, how many quilts have you made in your life so far?
So I don't really...
Oh, come on. You know how many.
I really don't because I actually teach more.
Okay.
Than anything. So I have taught thousands and thousands of people to quilt. So I have.
How long
so
have you been doing it?
Oh, 40 years.
Really?
40 years.
Really? All right.
Yes.
Faith, how many quilts have you made?
Oh, I knew I was going to get. Okay, so the running joke with me is that I don't sew. I do. I've made some quilts.
What the hell are you doing here?
Now, wait a second. My skill set is that I talk, and that's what I do. That's how I became the mouthpiece for Northwest Oregon Quilts of Valor Montevilla.
I can relate to that. I became the mouthpiece here,
But I probably made 10 quilts, but what I mostly do...
That surprises me.
No, not really, because what I do for Quilts of Valor, other than do PR, I make bindings. So all of these bindings that I make go on our quilts.
Okay.
So I have a job.
Okay, got it.
So to speak.
And we're going
to
get into that a little bit later on, too, there. Erin, how many quilts have you made?
I'm going to approximate at 250.
Really?
But I started when I was 17, so I've been doing it over 40 years.
So does everybody in the family, like, know what they're getting for Christmas?
No, but last year I made my sister a Volkswagen Vanagon quilt.
What is that?
Quilt with a Volkswagen van on it. That's what she wanted.
My birthday's coming up.
Really?
And my brother wanted, he's a fly fisherman, so he wanted a rainbow trout quilt. So the year before I made that for him.
I had to go to a funeral this past weekend of a former boss of mine who was a diehard Green Bay Packer fan. 21 years ago, the Green Bay Packers went to the Super Bowl and took on my team, the Denver Broncos. So during that two-week period between the last game and the Super Bowl, my wife made a Green Bay Packer quilt and a Denver Bronco quilt. They had his quilt, his Green Bay Packer quilt, 21 years later at the funeral this weekend that
Very
he still
cool.
uses. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. Karen, how many quilts have you made?
Well, I honestly know. I can't give you exactly today, but when I started quilting, it was only since 2004. But I'd been sewing since I was 10 years old.
Okay.
But I never got into quilting until I was really close to retirement. And I was always told you should label your quilts, do a journal. So I photograph every quilt. I have probably 4 albums now filled with everything that I've ever made. I have made probably close to 100 quilts just for family and close to 200 now for charity.
Do you ladies sell these quilts too that you make?
No.
I've never sold one.
A quilt of valor is never sold. The only way to get a quilt of valor is to have served in the military.
Okay. Again, I'm going to give you a whole segment on that here. None of you have ever sold them, or are you just giving away?
I just finished 2 quilts for the Friends of the Shelter, Animal Shelter, FOTUS, Friends of the Animal Shelter in Southern Oregon.
Okay.
For a fundraiser in June. So mostly I donate.
Good. When you decide you wanted to put a quilt together, watching my mom do it, she wouldn't figure out what the pattern was. She would just start, and all of a sudden it just kind of take a life of its own. Is that how it really works?
It depends on the quilter.
On the quilter.
How long does it take you to make a quilt?
That also depends. If you do a simple one, like trip around the world.
That's not simple.
Sorry. It would take less time because you have a special pattern. If you're doing a free form, sometimes that takes longer. There's everything from very simple up to very complicated and lots of pieces. So
the other issue is the size. When my mom passed away, she had these patterns that we found in her room. And my wife took those patterns, and she just finished about 6 months ago. It took almost 20 years for her to finish this quilt, but she was using these different patterns, or not patterns, material that my mom had stole over the years. And so it turned out beautiful, but it was so big. It was just huge. How do you determine what size you're going to make? Because don't you have to determine where it's going to go?
It makes itself. It determines it for you a lot. Unless you, unless you have a specific fabric and pattern that you're making, it's going to...
The quilt tells you what it wants.
Yeah, it's going to tell you what it wants.
When my mom passed, my sister sent a lot of our family a block. And each person did something on that block, whatever it was. And then she put it together. The quilt is just beautiful.
And that's a friendship quilt.
Is that what that's called?
Yes, that's a friendship quilt.
Have you made one of those before?
Oh, yes. I just gave a talk on friendship quilts to a group. It's wonderful.
How do you determine who you send it to? I mean, my sister had to narrow it down to about, I think, 25 different people.
It depends on who, you know, where it's going. And churches will do it. They'll give blocks to different people, and sometimes it'll be a fundraiser.
Sure.
They used to do it a lot years ago when somebody would leave an area, and everybody would sign these blocks and make them.
Yeah,
makes
They're
a lot of
also used a lot now in weddings. That blocks will be sent out to the guests in advance for them to sign or write a special memory about the couple.
Or anniversaries.
Mm-hmm. Baby quilts.
Divorce.
Possibly.
That's where you take the quilt and you cut it in half.
That's right.
There's actually a big story about that, but I'm not going to tell it.
There was also a lady who had a quilt that she actually burned. She made it from start to finish, and she looked at it. It was a beautiful quilt. Get out all of the bad things out of her life. She lit it on fire and burned it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But see, she made the quilt so she could
do that.
And that's one of the things with quilts is once it leaves your hands, you don't have any ties left to it.
What is the most, and we'll go around here, what is the most bizarre quilt you've ever made? Karen, let's start with you. What's the most bizarre looking quilt you've ever made? Like, where did this come from?
You know, I have a concept. I am a scrappy maker, quilt maker, and I love working with
scraps.
And that is my major focus of trying to get my stash down to a sizable amount. But anyway, there is just people who like scrappy quilts, and there are those who don't. I focus on using what I have in my stash. I just finished three of them, and my mom, I was showing them to her, and she says, oh, they're so bright. They're so happy. Anybody would love to have that. And that's kind of where my focus is. There is not an ugly quilt.
Right. You haven't seen the one I made. But don't you think, I agree with you. I think the scrap ones are always, they just turn out neat. They just turn out really cool.
I remember growing up in my grandmother's 100-year-old house for about 3 years. We lived with her, and on the bed was this scrappy quilt, and I could go to sleep looking for all the different fabrics.
Neat. Jeanette, what's the most bizarre one you've ever made?
I don't know if I'd call it bizarre, but it was very
interesting
different. Interesting looking.
There you go.
Was the Grateful Dead T-shirt quilt that I made for
someone,
a customer. And it was all her T-shirts put together. And I really wondered when I started it what it was going to come out to. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, all the tie-dyed shirts and everything.
Sure.
It was great.
Faith, in your 10 quilts.
I actually made a quilt. It was a quilt of valor. And it was magenta, blue, and green with black. And everybody freaked out and said, nobody's going to want that quilt. And a Navy veteran, she ran up and saw that quilt, and it was her.
Gone.
She was tearful, and it was the greatest thing. I wouldn't have picked those colors for me, but they were perfect for her, and she loved it. And that was, to me, the most bizarre quilt I've made. I might yet be the odd girl out because I haven't really made a bizarre quilt or, you know, strange.
We'll give you some time.
Okay, thanks.
Aaron, how about you?
My brother-in-law bought a Porsche one time and wanted a Porsche quilt. So I had to draw, this was when I was a new quilter, on the floor, draw the Porsche logo with the horse and the thing and all that. And it was like, why am I doing this? I guess I like my brother-in-law enough that I did that. But the first big quilt I ever made, I did like yours, a patchwork, and I didn't know what I was doing. There were no books at the library.
Right.
There weren't any classes available at the time. I bought fabrics I thought would be great on our new king-size waterbed, put it all together, and I thought I was going to hand-quilt it, and my husband wanted two layers of batting. The thing was as big as the room I was in. I sewed on it for about a day and said, there's no way I'm ever going to finish this, and now we throw it on the floor when we paint. So,
Oh, really?
It was ugly. It was so ugly. So we don't even like it anymore. We just put it on the floor and paint all over it.
My mom made my son a Ghostbuster quilt. He was into the Ghostbusters way back then. She had such a hard time getting the figure of the ghost on the front of that thing. At that time, there was no patterns for it, and she had to do it by hand. There was a lot of swearing that went involved, but it turned out.
But your mom was good at that.
Swearing?
Yeah.
She had four of us.
She was practicing.
She had four of us. She was very good at it. But it's been a lot of fun watching over the years, all the different quilts and, like I say, wall hangings that have come out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM, 1220 AM, We are KSLM. We are talking quilts. She's back in the river. Yes, the Willamette Queen is back. Bigger, better than ever. The next time you plan an event, think of the Willamette Queen. Whether it's a lunch cruise, a gourmet dinner cruise, a brunch cruise, or just an excursion, they are back, and they are operating year-round. Give the Willamette Queen a call, 503-371-1103. That's 503-371-1103. Remember, it's the Willamette Queen.
You're listening to the Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back. This is the Terry Salt Weekend Show, brought to you by our good friends over on the Willamette Queen. The next time you're planning an event, think of the Queen. She's back in the river. We are talking about quilting, and we've got some folks here from the... are you guys all from the same organization?
Yes.
Not her.
Not you.
I'm odd man out.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. I'm starting to figure you out, Faith.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Karen, what is a quilt? There are people that don't know what a quilt is. It's not a blanket, is it?
No.
What is it?
To me, I was explaining to my colleagues, a blanket is like toast. There's just
toast.
There's just
like a piece of bread toast.
Yeah, there's just a front and a back to it.
Okay.
A blanket. A quilt, however, is composed of three unique parts. It reminds me of a big deluxe sandwich. There's the top, which can be any color, any design, applique, piecework, you name it.
Okay.
Then there's this wonderful filling. And nowadays...
That's the ham and the cheese part.
That's the batting. And it can be wool. It can be bamboo. It can be polyester. It can be cotton.
What do you mean bamboo? Are you talking bamboo as in bamboo?
Bamboo fibers, yes. Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
And then there's the backing, which can be another piece of fabric, or it can be another pieced back.
My mom used to cheat and use sheets.
So there are three layers, and sheets are still acceptable.
Yeah.
There are some sheets that work out better than others.
Now, batting comes in different sizes, different thicknesses, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. There's different lofts, and depending on whether you're hand quilting or machine quilting, determines the design factor, whether you should allow no more than 4 inches.
People still hand quilt?
Yes, they do.
Really?
We had a select group here in Salem that
any,
did nothing.
Any of you gals do that? Hand quilt?
Faith, that's how I started.
You're 10 quilts and you hand did?
I did. I did handwork.
It's taking you 50 years.
I used to make ornaments that you would put on the wall, and it would be in a quilt in a big frame.
Yeah.
And I would hand quilt it and put lace around it, and that's how I started quilting.
Wow. Jeanette, tell me a little bit about the Quilt Guild. What is that all about?
That is when I moved to Salem in 1988, I was a little bit lonely, and I saw this ad for the library that they were doing a lecture on quilts and how to decorate with quilts.
Okay.
Well, I need to connect with somebody because I was kind of lonely being up here by myself. And so I went to this lecture and made friends with a gal named Diana Vale. And she said to me one day, she goes, we started kind of connecting. And she said, would you like to join this group of women that are going to start a quilt guild here in town? We really need another person from out of the area to come in and help form this group, and for the love of quilting, to have people come share their ideas and be together and have that community of quilting going on. And so I said, oh, sure. And I got to know some of the gals, and there were six to eight of us that would meet and talk about how we would form this quilt guild. And so once that got going, we had Kathleen Brown and Sylvia Dorney, who owned the Quilted Forest, or Green Bombs, as a lot of people know. They were the ones that started this whole group, and we started out with just a small amount, and we grew and grew, and now today we have over 200 members.
Really?
Yes.
Do you meet someplace each week?
Yeah,
or monthly?
Monthly. We do it on the last Wednesday of each month, in the morning and in the evening. And I think you'll probably be able to tell a little bit more, Erin.
We meet at the Scottish Rite Center on Commercial.
Yeah.
The meeting's in the morning, the last Wednesday of the month, are at 9:30.
Isn't there a big wrestling ring in the middle of that place?
There's something. I don't know. There's secret rooms, I think.
Yeah.
And the night meeting is at 6:30. So morning at 9:30, night meeting at 6:30.
Now, what do you discuss during the meetings, or do you bring your quilts with you, or you do any?
We do all of that. We usually have a program. which could be a speaker from far away or somebody in the guild teaching us something, showing us something new, hopefully. We have a business meeting, and then we do have show and tell. We have the free table. We do a lot of charity work, so the people bring quilts for donations to all the charities that we give to.
What are some of the charities you give to?
Karen has the list.
All right, Karen, what are they?
We have a numerous list of charities, everything from Chelsea's Place and Gracie's Place, which is part of the Family Building Blocks program. We do Homeless Teens, Northwest Human Services, Liberty House, Marion County Department of Human Services for the foster children, Mother Oaks Children's Grief Center, the Mid-Valley Women's Crisis Center, the Neonatal Unit at the Salem Hospital, Polk County Department of Human Services Foster Children Program, Sable House, which is a women's children's center, Simonka Place, another shelter house. And then we do a lot more on special requests. We've had contacted by an organization that says, we have a family whose home is burnt down. They have nothing. Could you supply some quilts? So we've done pillowcases for children's camps. The list changes and grows.
I wanted to add just a little bit. One of my most exciting things about the Quilt Guild is that when I was president of the Quilt Guild, we weren't doing any charity projects at that time. And I had seen a magazine article, and we started doing the comfort quilts for police cars. And so that it's so exciting for me to see the growth of where these charity projects have gone. That was a really special time for me to see that. Also, the quilt show, we did our group, our first little founding group, did the very first quilt show, and we had that at the Reed Opera House, and it was the first judged quilt show in Oregon.
Do you have a lot of those judged shows? Who's judging the quilt?
There are actually quilt judges that are officially judges. They have to go and they get trained and they're certified, and then you hire them to come and judge your quilts.
When you go to the fair and you see all those quilts, are those done by your folks?
Actually, I do judge some of the quilts. I do judge quilts.
Okay. Karen, getting back with our last 1 minute of this segment we have to go here. Do you ever get requests for disasters outside of Salem that say, hey, you know what, we had a tornado in Nashville, Tennessee. Could you maybe get us some quilts for folks?
We have. I don't know that we've responded as a group. A lot of times individual members will respond to that. Or we have members who are affiliated with some church organizations that are going overseas, and they will make a special request, and members will donate quilts that they have on hand. So those are primarily done on an individual member basis.
Okay. Are there quilt guilds all around the country?
Yes.
World. All around the world.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How many are we looking at, you think? Any idea how many people are in members and into the quilting?
There was an article in the paper or quilt magazine. Every year they put one in, and they compare how many women quilt or how many people quilt versus how many people do other hobbies. And quilting is one of the highest ranked. We spend the most money, and there are more of us than a lot of the other hobbies out there, just to compare.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a big show that's coming up. We'll do that in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo. We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Hi, this is Terry Soul, Saltissimo.
And this is Doc Nelson.
Hey, you know, I am on, Doc, every Saturday at 10 o'clock right here on KSLM. Do you ever listen?
Oh, all the time. I also know you're on Sundays and a repeat broadcast.
That's right. Sundays at 11 o'clock, you can hear me, and you never know who my guests are going to be.
They're like, always special.
Maybe even Doc Nelson.
I've been there.
There you go. So join us right here on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, KSLM, and 1220 AM. We're done, Doc.
Now?
Right now. We are back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show, Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. They are back in. Give them a buzz, 503-371-1103. It's the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. We are talking quilting today, and our guests are four ladies who have been quilting for many years, we'll say. Erin Hoff, you have a show coming up at the Salem Armory Auditorium. Tell me a little bit about this show. What's it all about?
Yes, the Mid-Valley Quilt Guild is sponsoring our biennial quilt show, and it will be held at the Salem Armory this year. We're very excited because for lots of reasons, actually. The name of our quilt show is Fabricadabra, the Magic of Quilting.
Wait a minute, Fabricadabra? Now, who thought of that
it's
name?
It's an industry term.
I hear you. I like the name.
We wanted to make it something fun, and every show in the world or whatever usually has a theme, so we chose that as our theme. It's our first open show, which means that it's not just Quilt Guild members that can put a quilt in. It's open to the public, open to anyone, as long as they follow the rules of registering their quilt. And in relation to the Fabricadabra theme, we're having a magical quilt challenge. So there's a 20 by 20 inch, or up to 20 by 20 inch, magical theme that can be made into a quilt versus like Harry Potter, mermaid, unicorn. I don't know what we're going to get. We're going to let the public vote on which one they feel is the most magical. So that's very exciting. We are going to have on display quilts that are traditional, quilts that are modern, quilts that are just fabulous, all kinds of quilts. Our featured quilter is a local woman named Marge McCants. A lot of people know her around here. She has three lovely daughters, all in the quilt profession, Bonnie Sullivan, Kathy Schmitz, and Ann Fenderson. They're also going to be joining their mom at the show. She's going to have her own booth showcasing her wonderful, beautiful quilts that she has made. We have two sponsors this year, Borsma's in McMinnville and Paramount Sewing, who has donated a sapphire sewing machine, which is pretty awesome. We also have 22 vendors coming from all over the area offering all kinds of wonderful quilt-related items, so there's shopping to be had. We also have a beautiful raffle quilt called Enchanted Bouquets. That's the picture I gave you. It's a beautiful blue and purple quilt that was designed by one of our members based on a photograph, and then it was made by her and some other members of our guild and quilted by Cynthia Shaw. Our show is going to highlight a new feature for us this year. On top of our regular silent auction, we're hosting a basket walk, which is another.
What is that?
It's sort of a fundraising thing where members and local businesses have donated items that are then grouped into like a themed basket. So like if it's wine related or if it's spa related or could be quilt related even, and then we're going to auction off those baskets full of goods and items. We also always have our guild sponsored boutique, so the members have entered things into the boutique that are then sold to the general public. All kinds of wonderful handcrafted items. We have a philanthropy booth this year that's focusing mostly on potholders. We have over, 200 potholders. We also always do a treasure hunt. We're excited about that. The public can vote on their viewer's choice for the magical theme challenge and also certain of the other quilts. This year, we have added, because we're in the armory and it has all those wonderful flags, we decided that what we needed to do this year was to incorporate our show with the veterans. So we're
now
doing several things related to that. Number one, our guild members have made what we're calling the Patriotic Challenge quilts. 12 by 36 inches is the size. Members do whatever feels patriotic to them that will be hung at the ends of the rows of the other quilts. We have 200 other quilts entered already, so these quilts will highlight the rows of the other displayed quilts. These quilts will be voted on at our meeting on Wednesday, and I've seen some of them, and they're just fabulous. Beautifully themed quilts. And then to tie into that, we are also allowing veterans to be admitted to the show for free. We're going to have the special Quilt of Valor exhibit. Faith and her group is coming. I forgot to mention that the show dates are April 18th to the 20th, so Thursday and Friday, the hours are 10 to 5, and Saturday, the hours are from 10 to 4. And we're expecting a lot more people because we're doing it in such a wonderful location, and we've advertised the heck out of it. Montana and Utah and Oregon and Washington and California. And we're just trying to get more people interested in quilting.
Will they come from out of state?
I don't know. They should.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, they will.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
Have you? This is not your first quilt show then, right? Here in this area?
Our guild does these every other year. I believe this is our, because of not doing 16th. It every year, it's our 16th show.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when we started in.
Right.
But it's like the Sisters Quilt Show. That's the second Saturday in July every year down in Sisters, Oregon. People come from all over the world for that show.
Amazing. Again, Again, the dates are April the 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then on the 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The new location is the Salem Armory. Where were you previous years?
We've been at Reed Opera House.
Okay.
And we did, there was another place on Center Street that's not there. It's else now. And that was really great. And then it moved to the Polk County Fairgrounds in Rickreall.
Right.
And then this year they're getting to move to the Armory, which is fabulous.
Yeah, that's a fun place.
Yes.
And the admission is?
$8.
Okay. And what is the busload of 15? What is that all about?
Well, we have also taken our flyers to all of the senior citizen centers in the area and assisted living and all those kinds of places. Because a lot of quilters, once they retire or can't get out anymore or be involved in the group or be as active, they want to still see the quilts. So they'll load up a bus. Maybe it's not all women, but they'll load up a bus of quilt lovers and ship them on down to the quilt show. So we're prepared for that.
Okay. Now, will there going to be any demonstrations at the show of quilting?
Or? At this location, we don't have the space to do demonstrations.
Right.
We wanted vendors and quilts, so we're kind of gearing it towards that.
Anybody else want to add anything?
One of the things that people often ask is, can I buy a quilt? And yes, there will be quilts available for sale. Some of our members who have their quilts on display, they will indicate whether that quilt is for sale.
What does an average quilt sell for?
It depends on the fabrics.
The complexity.
Whatever you can get.
Yeah, I would say for a small lap quilt,
I wouldn't even give numbers. It's worth whatever the person wants to pay for it.
Yes.
When my wife started making hers, we made a Portland Trailblazer quilt, and she displayed them at a show in Silverton, and somebody bought it right off the bat. So I told her, I says, try an Oakland Raider. Everybody hates the Raiders. And so she made two Oakland Raider quilts, and within 10 minutes, they were both gone.
Oh, my gosh.
They go fast. So it's a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah, what's your favorite type of quilt to make? Let's start with you, Karen. What's your favorite type to make?
It would be a pieced quilt.
A pieced quilt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeanette, how about you? What's your favorite type to make?
I love appliqué.
That's where you... Wait a minute. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Because I remember getting yelled at one day when I was stepped on my mom's appliqué. That's where you cut something out and you apply it onto the existing square maybe or something?
Exactly. Exactly.
See,
good
just looked
job.
Up, you know, you know. And so, do you have? Because my mom did something with a little boy and a little girl. And
Sunbonnet Sue
that's
and
what they,
Sam.
That's what
yes.
it is. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. We've got a bunch of those all over the house.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All over the house, in every room of the house, including the bathroom. Every room.
Oh my gosh.
Faith, how about yourself?
Well, you know, it would be a Cult of Valor.
Okay.
Just. Because it is.
Right. Erin?
I have really stopped making my super bright, fun quilts and gone back to making traditional quilts. Piecing is my favorite part, but I still love the bright colors of the batiks. Those are my favorite.
Beautiful.
My wife made a neon one time, and I said, that is the ugliest quilt I've ever seen. She sold it to my son's teacher. And I thought, now the kid's going to flunk out of school because of that. But the teacher loved it. Just bright neon.
Now, I got to ask, since now you've said it was her ugliest quilt ever. What is her name?
I'm not telling you. And I never said it was her ugliest quilt, did I?
No, you said it was ugly.
Didn't mean it, dear. Okay, Faith, I hope you have room in your garage because I'll be living there now.
Nope, there's all quilt kinds of quilting stuff. My husband calls them steaming heaps.
Steaming heaps
because things manage to make it to my house. Everything makes it to my house.
So do all of you have a certain room in your place that is... Stay out. This is my room.
It's called the house.
Yes.
is that what it is?
It is the house. Yeah. That's my husband has one corner, and that's where his computer and he...
Well, that was awful thoughtful of you.
I thought so.
You give him one computer. Well, we've got about 3.5 minutes on this segment, and then we're going to get into our last segment here. But let's go ahead and tap into a little bit of it now. Faith, what is the quilt that you make? You're involved with something that's really kind of special.
I'll give you a short...
We got all kinds of time.
Short history. In 2003, Catherine Roberts had a dream.
Okay.
And she wanted to make quilts of comfort for men and women who served our country. So in doing so, fast forward, 16 years? Anyway, from 2003 to today, mm-hmm. they started out to make 100 quilts. Took them 3 years. Fast forward to today, I checked this morning, and I usually check every morning. We have, over the entire world, 214,000
Seriously?
502 quilts.
Really?
I'm about to award three more at Thursday.
Okay.
So, and that's not just our group. That's worldwide. Every mm-hmm. state has at least one group. Even our state has multiple groups, even in our area. So it's at no cost to the veteran or the serviceman or woman. This is something that we do out of our hearts to thank them for their service, because let's face it, without them fighting for our freedom, where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we make these quilts, and we have people that make blocks and give them to us, and we make them into quilts. We have some fantastic long armors, which we haven't even mentioned yet here. And those are the people with really long arms. No, those are people that put that design on it, you know, that Aaron did not want to hand do. These ladies do with a machine that's upwards of $30,000 to $50,000. And they donate their time to do this for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't charge us to quilt these quilts.
So these quilts are going to military men and women. I mean, what is there a theme on these quilts that you try to stay with?
They like to try to go with patriotic, but you got to understand that not everybody wants it to stay that way. Some guys may want a hunting theme. A woman may want a magenta, black, green, and blue quilt. It's just what comforts her,
right,
or him. Any veteran or any service member from any branch of the service can receive one, including merchant marines, reservists, the old weekend warriors can even get one.
We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. We're talking quilting. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Terry Saul Weekend Show on 104.3 FM, 1220 AM. We are KSLM. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Marianne. I mean Dawn Wells. You know, if I had a radio on that island, you know who I'd be tuned into? Terry Saul.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. I am so glad to be back on the air, and especially here at Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Now, the incredible management team here at KSLM has given me the green light to not only air my show on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., but now, in case you missed it, you can tune in to Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for an encore broadcast. Now, if you miss both of them, I invite you to go to my website, www.terrysaul.com, and check out my podcast to listen to any or all of my past shows. Now, if you do that, well, I think you've got too much time on your hands. I have a lot of fun and exciting guests in the upcoming weeks, and we may just take this show with us on the road. So join us weekends for The Terry Saul Show, only on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Welcome back. This is our final few minutes on The Terry Saul Weekend Show. You can hear our show each and every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay every Sunday at 11 a.m. We are talking quilts today. Faith, before we had our last break, you were talking about this Quilts of Valor, which is really an exciting event. Tell me a little bit more about it.
It's something that anyone can do, even if you don't quilt. We even have a program called Under Our Wings, so that if you don't know how to sew a quarter-inch seam, and I know you know what a quarter-inch seam is, we can teach you how to do that, and it doesn't cost you anything. All of our quilts are handmade. They're not, there's not a assembly line, so to speak. There kind of is, but it's not like you would think.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it is 100% cotton and you put the pieces together, it has to be quilted either by hand or by machine, and it be 55 by 65 is the smallest we can allow, because once it's quilted, washed, it will shrink even more. Mm-hmm. So we like them to be more like 60 by 80, mm-hmm. and then they can't be any more than 72 by 90. And what they do is, you know, they finish it all off. That's where our long armors come in, because they quilt our quilts. Then it gets taken to someone that does the bindings, and then the binder will put their binding on it to hold all those three layers together. Then it comes to me. I put a label on it that one of our embroiderers has made. I will put the recipient's name, branch of service, and who quilted and pieced the quilt.
How do you determine who's going to get the quilt?
You go to QOVF.org and you nominate someone for a quilt of valor. Like I said earlier, everybody that has served in the military can receive a quilt of valor. It is a one-time award. So once in their lifetime, they get this quilt of valor, because we're trying to cover as many veterans, servicemen and women as we can.
How do you determine who gets it then?
It goes on a list. They give the name, their branch, when they served, their address and phone number. And this is not retained. We have only their word to go by, the person that did the service. We look at it this way. We don't want to prove that they have served their country.
I hear you.
Because that's a lot of, it's pain. And these quilts go a long way to helping men and women with PTSD and other injuries that we can't see. Or that we can see with what they're dealing with. What they will do is the name will come in, the foundation will register it, and then it will kick back a number. And then what state that particular person lives in, nomination will be generated to that particular state. Some states have more than one state representative or coordinator, should I say. In our part of the state, Northwest Oregon, it's Linda Lutz. And we pretty much cover from Southwest Washington down to Salem, from Hood River over to Astoria. But like I said before, we are only one of many groups in the entire state. Then what we do is it takes anywhere from 6 months to a year to generate that quilt, because there's all kinds of quilts that have come before. Those requests have to be filled. We stay busy. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, the only thing that can stop someone from getting one is either A, they've not served in any service,
right,
or they've already received one. Now, if it gets damaged beyond repair, or we have had one where he was in one of the fires down in California, we very quickly put one together and sent it down to him, and it was awarded in a Native American powwow.
How many are awarded a year? Any idea?
There's probably about, we hit 200,000 just after the beginning of this year. We're at 214,000.
In just this year alone?
It's hit about 14,000 just in this last 3 months.
It's amazing.
So our small group, and we're not considered a small group, we're 150 strong. I actually was a guest speaker at the Mid-Valley Quilt Guild. That was interesting. I had no idea I'd be having 200 people looking at me. That was an adventure. I was like, I'm supposed to.
And you're such a shy person.
Yeah, I know. You see, I get that a lot.
I bet you do.
Can you talk about the presentation of the quilt?
Absolutely. So presentations, it is called an award presentation. This is not a gift. This is the highest honor that we can give as a civilian to them as service members.
Mm-hmm.
We award these quilts we can make it as much pomp and circumstance as they would like. We have even had color guards.
Nice.
All kinds of things. It depends on the person receiving the quilt. I have done it in hospital beds for a hospice. Sorry. I've done it in people's kitchens. I've done it in bars. I've done it in moose lodges. I've done it in hospitals. Retirement homes. You can't imagine the feeling that comes with that, because every quilt, when it's wrapped around them, because it is wrapped, it's shown to them and to the audience, and then it's wrapped around them and they get a hug, and that hug,
well, that's got to be tough.
I cry every time. What we remind them is when we give you this hug, whenever you need a hug, you wrap that quilt around you and you remember this hug.
Nice.
And this hug is from everybody that's touched that quilt, because many hands make that quilt.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We have about 2.5 minutes left there. Karen, a final thought?
A final thought. If you've never been to a quilt show, have always thought about a quilt show, think no more. All you have to do is remember it's the weekend right before Easter Sunday. What a great way to kick off a wonderful holiday weekend. There will be vendor trucks. There will be food. Bring your hubby. Bring your boyfriend. Even your kids. If they've never been exposed to quilts, this is just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Jeanette, and if you're a guy quilter, you can bring your girlfriend.
True.
Jeanette, a final thought on yours?
I can't wait for the quilt show. This one is going to be fabulous, fun new place. Please don't miss it. Come and join us and just learn all about what quilt shows and quilting is. If you don't know.
And Erin, a final thought here. This show is coming up on April 18th and 19th and 20th.
Yes.
At the Salem Armory. Final
yes.
thought?
I just want to encourage everyone to come out. We're trying to make it as magical as possible based on our theme. And we would love to have a lot of younger faces there. Encourage people to bring their kids. Learn what quilting is. They're not blankets. And we're just hoping to have a fabulous show.
Okay. If somebody, we have 1 minute left to go. If somebody has any questions that would like to get in touch with you, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you folks?
We have our own website. It's midvalleyquiltguild.com, and that's probably the best way.
Okay. Are you guys on Facebook anywhere?
We are. We have our own Facebook page.
Of course you do. Everybody
does. Of course
does.
We do. We're trying to stay with the times.
I'm telling you, doing great.
That's right.
And we would encourage everyone to shop local. If you have a quilt shop, you're a quilter, you need to be shopping at your local quilt shop because that's what they're there for. They try to support us. We try to support them.
Great. All righty. Ladies, thank you all for coming down. Again, that show is coming up on April 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Salem Armory Auditorium. It's a new location this year. Admission is only $8. The hours are April 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on the 20th, it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Ladies, thank you. Good job on that Valor quilt.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. Take care, everyone. That's going to wrap it up for the Terry Saul Weekend Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye. She's back in the river. Yes, the Willamette Queen is back. Bigger, better than ever. The next time you plan an event, think of the Willamette Queen. Whether it's a lunch cruise, a gourmet dinner cruise, a brunch cruise, or just an excursion, they are back, and they are operating year-round. Give the Willamette Queen a call, 503-371-1103. That's 503-371-1103. Remember, it's the Willamette Queen.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.